spiritual baddies, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between.
You're listening to the Embodiment Podcast, where we dig into who you are behind closed doors.
And even if you aren't an entrepreneur or on your spiritual journey, but you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the treadmill,
or on the road, or just looking for some new knowledge to gain, welcome.
I'm your co-host, Ashley Fry.
And I'm Manote Series.
You're like, what?
Do you have your glasses with you?
No, I put them away.
I was going to say, us both start our glass running.
Get away.
It's hard being a bad bitch. It is hard being a bad bitch. Amen.
Oh my god, this is so iconic. Oh, I can see myself in the little mirror. Guys, welcome back to Embodiment.
Welcome back to Embodiment.
Sorry, they can't hear you.
Wait, what? Oh, did we start? Oh my god. Oh, I thought we were just fucking around this whole time.
Yeah, everything's recording.
Oh my god. Okay. Something. Guys, we started filming.
Whoa.
Guys, we're actually filming the podcast. We have a video going right now. Isn't that crazy? Look at our setup.
We're still going to...
Look at our setup.
We're probably going to do a little bit more to make this a little bit more appealing.
But this for is, now.
This is day one.
This is sick.
Us in our day ones.
Us in our day... With our shades on. We chilling out here with Miss Uni. Unicorn.
I really wonder if they can see that.
Barry the Bear. Can you see Miss Unicorn?
I don't know if I've named this yet.
Oh, okay. We'll name him. Them.
They.
They. We don't assume here.
That was an ugly laugh. Oh, God.
So, yeah. Welcome back.
Hi. I'm going
to embodiment.
I'm gonna take these off.
Okay. We're both taking them off then.
Yeah.
Together. Hopefully you can't see all of our pores right now. We digress.
I need the Kardashians editing software for this one.
We'll just send it in their DMs. Like, hey, could you edit this for us? Make us look batty.
Who do you pay to edit your videos? What do you use?
Yeah. Let us know below. Okay.
Breathe.
Sorry. Okay. So we actually got a request. Maybe that's a good idea. We actually got a request for today's episode by Natasha. Natasha actually was on the phone with me and she was like, Mano, I really feel like you guys need to be doing an episode on stress.
Not him being on his phone.
I'm pulling up the document.
Okay.
So I made a little document, okay, to go over some of the talking points, you know, that we want to touch when it comes to stress, because... That's a good clip right there. Just a little bit. Okay. We're talking about stress today.
Splash zone.
We're gonna be spitting.
I feel like we both have so much adrenaline right now because there's a camera rather than just us talking into our microphone or being over Zoom.
No, I feel like when we're over Zoom, it's like so much more mellow because we're just posting. We're like, hey, this is not getting posted. Like, this recording is not getting posted anywhere, so we're just chilling, like, talking. Now we're seeing
camera. We're on Zoom and I'm like,
I'll be on Zoom and on my couch with seeing my double chin, like, down here. I'm like... Now it's
this
like
this is probably the first time Mano and I have recorded in person together.
Yeah,
like 6 months.
No, literally, in like what? No longer than that. Has it been 6 months?
Like summer.
Definitely summer.
Before
but like
summer.
That's crazy. But now we're actually starting to film video wise. What phone do you have?
The 14 Pro Max.
I was gonna say because I was like, her camera quality is good. I was like, it's so good, you can see my pores. So that's what I was wondering.
We did some test runs. It was not so appealing to look at those videos, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called embodying who we are behind closed doors. Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now. Zen. So yes, today's episode is on stress.
why are you stressed? Because everything is coming down on me right now.
No, but... but essentially, like, okay, so we decided because, you know, at this point, there's a lot of stress going on.
You got something.
Do I cut something in my teeth?
Where?
Right there.
And now I can't hide it because it's on camera. To preface,
before we started recording, I mucked an entire fillet of salmon in like 2 minutes.
No, not even.
Like maybe 30 seconds. Yeah.
45 seconds.
And I'm assuming it was salmon stuck on my teeth. Is it still there?
It's gone. Okay, I just didn't want you to go the whole episode.
No, but you know what? Thank you for pointing that out. That causes me stress. Okay. But sorry. The reason we're talking about this today, right, is because I feel like, especially with us being students and also being business owners,
yeah,
we go through a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to like manage it, but also like just go through it in a healthy way.
Everyone goes through stress, and not a lot of people, I find, manage it in a way that lasts long-term or benefits them long-term.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about it in our last episode. We talked about, like, or maybe it was part one of our last episode. Excuse me. But, like, coping mechanisms. Like, a lot of students, a lot of people have coping mechanisms that they don't realize that they have until you kind of narrow down and focus on it. Why are you... It's telling me that you're so loud when you speak back there, and I'm, like, right in front of the mic, and it's barely picking my voice up.
So, like, if I speak like this... Oh, look at that! That is so funny!
No, it's because it wasn't plugged in.
Wait, the mic wasn't plugged in this whole time?
No,
she started again. Sorry about that.
Okay, well...
Wait, test it out first. Let's see. Hello?
No, yeah, it's...
Cute,
it's,
like...
Look, it's there. It's good.
Okay, good. Good.
Hello. That was warm.
Yum.
There's some cat hair on the mic.
For that extra added value. We're doing this with love.
Literally. No, she's not in the room. We don't need her in the room right now.
But yes, so...
Stress.
Do you know?
Stress.
I am stressed. Oh my god. Okay, so what do you think, like, the definition, not even definition, like, how do you explain what stress is? Like, what is stress?
Stress is... Ooh, that's a very good question. Stress is the way in which you respond to situations that... Ooh, you want to finish the other half of the sentence?
So say the first half.
So stress is the way in which you respond to situations that...
That are demanding or threatening.
Or it could... They might not always be threatening, but your body and your mind might perceive them as threatening.
And you want to know, literally, what I have written down right here is exactly what you said. It's literally stresses your body's response to demand and threat.
Yeah.
Or threat. Let's go. So, I think the reason that is so universally known is because, like, when you describe, the only time you're stressed is either when you're in a dangerous situation, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh my god, shit, what's going to happen? Or when you have a lot on your plate and you're just
something's
like,
timely yeah. and you haven't prepared for it, or a due date's coming up, or
and you have
you're at work and like you're kind of over, like maybe you're in the service industry mm-hmm. and you've got 30 people standing in front of you wanting food or drinks or yeah. whatever. Like, those are stressful situations. Yeah, demanding. I think demanding's a really good keyword.
When you were in Nashville doing Her Best Life, like, I know you were running around all day long, so you probably had some stress. Like, what, do you have a story time?
I wouldn't necessarily... It was more almost like, if I'm thinking of anything, it was almost like dread. Like, we were pre-making bags for all of... So, I attended Her Best Life, which is a conference for... I wouldn't even say a conference. That's not a good word for it. But a coming together of women in business who get to network and...
They have activities. They have different speakers come in. They had choir come, which is a group from Toronto, actually, all the way down in Nashville. And it was funny because choir is two men, and they were like, "You are the first and probably the last two men we're gonna have on our stage at Her Best Life." But basically, it was a lot of that. And so in preparation for that, we had to make bags for all of the women, mm-hmm. which is like 400 people, and having the strategic partner stuff put in there, having little goodies put in there. And so that was probably one of the things out of all of it, because the other stuff was more like integrated into the actual conference itself, so it was more active or it was more fun to do. Mm-hmm. But that was the one thing where, like, after like 200 bags, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Is that where the sleigh sticker came in?
Was it in no, that I was working the boutique, so I was working the boutique there, like doing transactional sales for them, and like bagging stuff and
yeah.
whatever, like pointing the women around, showing them like, hey, like the stickers are buy two get one free. These are like mirror clings. We only have a medium left in this. Like, you can try that on if you want. If you want to exchange a shirt, you can, whatever.
Embodiment merch coming soon.
Yeah. So I was going through our documents from last year.
Yeah.
And I found our like draws of our hoodies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually sat at Aroma Espresso Bar and Ashley designed the hoodies, which I have to say look pretty sick.
And I really want one right now.
Those would be sick. We should, before winter.
Yeah.
Watch out. I'd rip that shit constantly. Okay.
But yeah, so that was probably one of the moments where I felt stress. It was almost like just despair of the moment. I'm like, I just want to be done this. And then I'd be like, I still have so many left to do. Yeah. So, but that was kind of one of those things where I just had to be like, you know what? After today, you're done doing this, and then you get to do everything else. So just finish it, get through it, be done with it.
So it was almost like you were looking forward to, like, the aftermath.
Yeah, it was like having the reward at the end of it.
I feel like stress, like, when you talk about stress, it's always, like, it always has relation to the outcome, too, because, like, obviously stress is because
well, yeah, you need anticipation,
the outcome, right? The anticipation, but, like, I feel like the good thing about stress is when you finish something, it's like not only like you obviously you're relieved from that specific stress, but you also are like you gain something because you're like, wow, I feel accomplished because like I felt the stress, but I overcame it.
Yeah.
How do you overcome stress?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm literally like, so I'm like X, Y, Z, A, B, C, let's go.
Sleep.
Ignore it.
I love to sleep my problems away. No, that's a lie. But like, if I'm like not feeling well, obviously like sleep, definitely use that as, yeah, it's not ignoring it necessarily because your body needs a certain amount of rest to function. Something you don't do. But honestly, I think when I'm the type of person, and I've realized this as I've gotten older, that I thrive when I have a to-do list in front of me, right? And not everybody's like that, but if I have it physically written in front of me, I'm gonna get it done. If I don't have a to-do list in front of me, I'm still gonna get probably like 4 out of like 8 things done. I could have said half. I don't know why I chose 4 out of 8, but I'm still gonna get some things done. But in my brain, like, I've got one thing up here, one thing over here, one thing over here, one thing over here, and then I'm like bouncing off to try and get to all of them, right? So if I have it written down in one place, I will get it done. So for me, when I'm stressed, to-do list. Like, that is, whether it's like one to-do list or it's like 4 or 5 different to-do lists, one personal one, one school one, one work one, one like business one, one like house one, right? Like, as long as I have that written down, I will get to it. What about you?
I definitely... No, I agree. Like, I feel like we're the same in that sense because even today in class... Yeah,
because you're
a Virgo. Yeah, honestly, yeah, I am a Virgo, so I'm... Yeah.
It's my Virgo rising.
See, you're Virgo, yeah, yeah. It was legit because I was in class today and I was sitting there and I had so much stuff. Like, I still have so much shit to do. And it was, like, all swirling in my head and I was like, I need to write this down on paper because, like, I keep on prioritizing different things that I could prioritize, like, better. Mm-hmm. So I literally wrote everything down on a list and I looked and I was like, okay,
it's,
you know,
not
what?
As bad when you look at it on paper, yeah, as it is when it's in your head.
Because you're like, am I missing something? But when you have it all down, you're like, oh, wait, can you do this? So now I can, like, look at them and be like, okay, hey, what's the most priority to do?
Yeah.
And, like, especially when you're running your own businesses, mm-hmm, like, that becomes so important. And, I mean, like, obviously with school, too, right? You need to keep up with assignments and due dates. But, like, when you're balancing everything,
yeah,
it's, like, so much. And it's, like, not really a morning menu. I just think the morning menu is the thing I just wanted to bring up in general, because it's helped me with my stress.
Yeah.
And, like, I know you do it too, right? And, like, basically what a morning menu is, Ashley's actually the one that introduced me to it.
We talked about it a few episodes, yeah, ago. But... Yeah.
But yeah, Ashley... So I started doing it, and essentially what it is you write a list of things that you want to do every morning, or that's, like, you pick two or three things off the menu, like, off the list, which is, like, a menu... And as long as you do them every single day, it's, like, your accomplishment. So, like, I'll, yeah, give you an example.
Well, it's also, like, your morning routine. Like, if you, yeah, have, like, six different things that you want to rotate through and, like, have it not feel like you're doing the same thing every day, write those six things down every morning. Choose two or three of them that you're going to do. And then you can change it up the next day. Or you can do the same thing the next day. It doesn't, exactly, really matter, as long as you have it there and then you don't need to think about it when you wake up.
Yeah, like... I know Ashley has one printed. I want to print mine out. But, like, for now, my morning menu is literally, like, journal, meditate, gym, go for a walk, listen to a podcast, read a book, Duolingo, create content, skincare. And then for food, because obviously, you know, you got to nourish your body, is protein shake, yogurt, oatmeal, or eggs. Like, those are, like, my whatever. So I pick, like, two of the top ones. So, like, for the people at home, you probably can't see that, but it's, like, in my notes app.
This is where we...
Yeah, where you... But it's in my notes app. So, literally what I do is, like, in the morning, I'm like, hey, today I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to meditate. So, I'm going to go do those things. So, I'm like, I'll meditate and then I'll go to the gym, or I'll, like, vice versa, depending, yeah, on my time. Then food, I'll be like, okay, hey, when I get home, I'll eat a protein shake. So, then that's three items that I did off my morning menu.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And then you already feel, like, a little bit accomplished because you didn't really need to think about it.
Yeah.
But you got them done, right?
And so, like, it gets rid of your stress, because, like, I when I started doing it, it, like, gives you something, like, you're like, wow, I... Like, you could literally... Your morning menu, if you struggle to make your bed, one of your items could be make my bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I should put that on my morning menu.
We won't expose you here.
Yeah, or, like, again, I think I said this last time, but if it's you struggle to call your mom or find time to call your mom or dad and you don't, like, talk to them that often, that could be something that you put on there. Whether it's send a text to mom, call dad, send a text, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or it could be someone in your life who's really important, right? Like, yeah, if you struggle to remember to text your partner in the morning, that could be something on there.
I actually think, like, it's really important to have a morning menu, I think. It probably would be also important to have a nighttime menu. Like, both. Like, a morning and a night. Because, like, I feel like, yeah, for me, at night, I literally would be like, okay, tonight I'm going to read. Like, I'm going to read my book.
And then I get there, and then I forget.
And then I forget. And
I'm, like, too tired to even look at it.
And then I feel like if you had, like, a menu where it's like, oh, wait, at this time, like, at 9 p.m., you have to stop what you're doing. You have to pick what you're doing, yeah, on your morning menu.
You know what? I also, it might have been in the book, Your Brain's Not Broken. I don't remember. Don't quote me on this. But somebody set an alarm at, like, different times in the day where they take, like, a minute to focus on their breathing. So it could be, like, 10 a.m. You get that alarm going off, whether you're in class, you're at work, or whatever. Whatever you're doing, just, like, spend a minute fixated on your breathing. 12 p.m., yeah, another alarm goes off. 3 p.m., another alarm goes off. 5 p.m. You know what I mean? And way, like, throughout your day, like, you're taking a moment to, like, find, like, a little bit of calm and peace. And you're also, like, oxygen. It's good for you. It's really good for you.
That's literally... So I was telling Ashley today, because when I was... Before I came to our studio... before I came to get set up at our studio for filming today, I was in class, and before I came, someone came up to me and started talking to me about, like, spirituality. And they were like, oh, yeah, I want to be a Tibetan monk, and I want to, like, be doing all these things, whatever. How do I get started? Because I see you, like, have crystals on and whatever... So
okay, but when he told me, the way Mano told me was a lot more aggressive. Like, he was like, yeah, he was like, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Yeah, he was. No, I can't lie. He literally was in my, he's like, bro, but, like, you have a crystal. Yeah.
So I was, no, like, but whenever you tell me a story and somebody has a little bit of energy, you do the same mimic of them or imitation every time. It could be my mom on the phone with you, like, getting angry, and you're like, yeah, Ashley, she was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So, I love it. I love it. But I like, I don't know how to separate the stories.
More passion. More energy. More energy. More passion. Yeah, so that happened. And I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. And then I literally told him, I was like, yeah, you gotta meditate and just like focus on your breathing. Like, your breathing is so important. You need oxygen in your brain. You're gonna make better decisions when you like are more
in tune. More in tune with yourself,
right? So then, the fact you're saying that's literally it works. You just some like when you're stressed, sometimes it's okay. Like, get yourself in theta, not theta state. Is it theta state or is it alpha?
Theta.
So yeah, when you breathe in, you're getting yourself in theta state because you're calming your nerves. We actually did a whole episode on this, so go check that out if you are interested. But it's essentially like breathing. Whenever you're stressed, is like. Probably the one way that you can guarantee that you'll feel at least a little bit better.
Even if you're like studying and you're having a hard time focusing, like in that moment, okay, stop for a minute, focus on your breathing for a minute, then get back into it.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you manage your stress, Mano? Oh god.
See, for me, I manage it through organization. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I'm always like. I always want to do work, and that's why one of the reasons I said I need to make a nighttime menu, because I will literally be working until 12, and I'll look at my phone, and I'll be like, oh shit, I didn't get to read tonight. And I'll be like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
And then
tomorrow comes, same thing happens, I'm working till 12, and then whatever. And the thing is, like, I have a hard time separating work from my life, which is why I'm like, as an entrepreneur, I like working, I like progressing and that kind of stuff. Like,
he thrives in doing work on his computer.
Yes, my computer is my life. Like, I literally, my parents...
His airplane, sorry. His private jet.
My private jet, my yacht, like, it is my everything right there. So,
I said private jet because of the way it sounds.
What?
Your computer when you have every tab open.
Oh, yeah, true. No, you should hear my computer. Today in class, people were giving me, like... They were giving my computer stares because they were like, what is going on? Like, sounded like it was about to break down.
It sounds like it's about to take off.
It's revving up its engine. It can't get, it. Like, it's can't wait to get away from me. But, like, I just love doing work on the computer. And, like, that is a little toxic in my work life because, like, I just don't separate the two.
Yeah.
But the way I manage it is through organization. Like, being like, okay, I need to get these things done. Like, prioritizing, like, okay, these things... that are of most importance at this point. And like, as a Virgo, I mean, I guess that has helped me. Cause like, I actually have structure to what I'm doing. And it's not like, just like everything is floating in my head. I'm like, oh, that I'm going to do this now. I'm going to do this now. Like, it's like, okay, now I have it all structured out in like a,
I think you're naturally a very organized person.
Thank you.
No, like actually, no, actually, like actually, Ashley, like actually, Ashley,
Ashley, Ashley. Yeah, Ashton.
Who? Kutcher?
Plain man.
What?
Plain man.
A plain man.
I'm talking about the that lady that was yelling in the back of the plane saying there was a demon on the plane. Never mind.
Her name's Ashton?
I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
Oh.
I was thinking maybe the demon's name is Ashton.
Oh, you're so bad. You're so bad at that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm. You were complimenting me. You were complimenting me on how organized I am.
No, okay, you continue. Are. No, I remember that. I remember that. Don't worry. I was gonna say you're a very organized person, and I am very like, I just flow, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's what we thrive, right? Because you. Implement a little bit more organization into my life and I implement a little bit more flow into your life.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted this man to come to Cabana.
Oh my god.
If there's ever one time I could have beaten him up, it would have been that time. We literally went for like 3 hours, not even. Okay, it was Italian Vero Fest. Like, I was at my grandma's barbecue, basically. And we just kind of, like, people watched the whole time. But I told Mano, I was like, you're coming, because we had stuff to do later on. He's like, no. Like, there wasn't even an inch of, like, yeah, I'm, like, maybe I'll think about it, nothing. Like,
yeah, no, I was, you know what? Okay, so when she texted me originally, I was in bed.
doing work, and what, you texted me at, like, what, 11?
But this is what something? I mean, is you, see, honey, sometimes you just need to say yes. Say no to some things so you can say yes to other things.
No, but see, like...
Say no to say yes. Say yes to say no.
But see, the thing with Cabana is because I don't even like Cabana that much.
I know.
Because every time I go...
You would have liked that, though. You would have
liked that. Because when I came over... So our plans after was, like, came over back to Ashley's house, and then we were, like, going out afterwards.
Which we had an amazing night.
Which was also, yeah. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. I had so much fun. And I'm glad I did not spend the night working. But, like... Every time I go to Cabana, I just sit there doing nothing. And then also when Shayna came, I was like, oh, so how was Cabana? And she's like, honestly, you didn't miss anything. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I feel like, give me your hand again. One of them. I feel like it would have been really nice to have your side commentary while we were there.
Oh my god. Yeah, guys, when it comes to people watching, I'm very much
it was actually very much
a menace.
It was interesting. I don't know, it was just it was very specific.
Never mind.
Yeah. It was a very specific type of people there, and like not hating or anything. It's just so different than like the normal Cabana vibes. It was so different.
Well, I'm glad you guys went and enjoyed yourselves. You guys, by the way, they looked like bombshells.
Michelle was like sitting in the
Michelle was dead. Apparently.
She was dead. She died after. Yeah.
And that was the last weekend for Cabana, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to come.
I honestly am so bad with when they close and open.
I told you.
Yeah, but I literally think that Cabana is open, like,
no, until, like, the winter. I literally said to you. I was like, it's Cabana's last weekend.
There's always a rebel. Which we did go through afterwards anyways. Whoa. It's getting hot in here.
Okay, stress.
We stressed. Okay.
He's pulling the notes back up.
I'm pulling the notes back up.
Sidetracked.
Sorry, we did get so sidetracked, and I'm like, breathe in.
Whoa.
Gotta eat the, never mind. Okay, what? So, why do you manage stress? Why? I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Three things. It protects your immune system, it prevents mental health issues, and it improves life quality. Do you agree with those things? Do you agree?
Yes.
Why?
Why are you being so aggressive?
She's like, what is going on?
Who are you?
What do you think of those things?
So stress is a physical and a mental thing, and you are at your best when your mind, body, and soul are leveled, aligned,
namaste.
Like all happy. You know what I mean? Like if you're having a period of time where you're struggling with being in tune with your body, you might not think it's going to affect everything else, but after a little bit, you're going to realize that it's affecting your mental, right? I'm in this position right now. but managing it slowly but surely, awareness is the most important thing. Second, same thing. If your mental is not good, then your body's not going to be good either, right? Because like it directly reflects on that. You're either going to push yourself too much or you're not going to push yourself enough. I need to stop saying,
same. Why do I sound like a duck? Same. I don't know what that was, a monkey. That was not a duck.
But yeah, so it just, again, everything that you said there, when you align yourself with like taking care of yourself, then stress, yeah, some things might be stressful, but you go through things a lot easier. Like, for example, oh my god, I wanted to literally, like, I don't know, humanity, sometimes it makes me question people. But I was at the airport, and I was going to Nashville. Yeah, so I was in the international flights of Pearson. And this guy, I don't know what happened, but, like, I had kind of, like, noticed him before because he had his, what are the new Apple headphones called?
I think they're literally still called the AirPods. AirPod Pros. Or no, AirPod something.
I don't
know. Max. AirPod Max.
I don't know. Whatever those are. He had those on. He was, like, he had his, like, like name brand clothes on. He was fit, yeah. Whatever.
He was living life.
Like he just seemed like he was vibing at first, but then I like walk through security after and he's yelling at the lady in security, like behind where they like give you your bags or whatever. And she was like, you just have to go through again or something. And he's like, I swear to God, he was like, look at that. My $507 right there. If you break that, you're paying for that right now or something.
Along you told those, me about this.
Yeah, and he was yelling. And then he was just getting, like, you could see, he kind of, like, rushed off or back around and, like, was swearing. He was like, I fucking swear. I fucking promise. Like, fucking right now or something. And I was just like, it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, like, that man really needs to learn to manage his stress in that moment. Yeah. And it's just, like, she's a person, too, right? And I understand being stressed, but there are other ways in which you can go about it. Or even just, if they're sending you back through and there's something, just go back around, right? And just do it and get it done, and then you don't need to worry about it. Right?
But also, taking how that makes him look as a person, like, you as a bystander, like, watching that happen, like, you probably look at that and you're probably like, he is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was, I didn't think that, but I don't know. I feel like because ever since I've read the book, What's Wrong, or it's What Happened to You, but
it's What's Wrong with You?
No, it shifts the narrative from What's Wrong with You to What Happened to You. I feel like whenever I see situations like that, I kind of go down the thought river of like, oh, I wonder what's happening in his life to make him respond to things like that. I wonder if he acts like that all the time or if this is just like a once in the blue moon kind of reaction. So I don't know, but that was a moment where I really was like,
yeah.
And then there was also a situation with an older lady who seemed a little bit stressed out, but I was watching the way in which the security person was dealing with it, and they were like being very calm about it. They were just like responding to her saying, well, no, this, I think it was about like face cream or something, and they were like, I'm sorry, like I don't have another bag for you. And then eventually like she just kind of like accepted it and moved on, and then she was with her family and everything was fine. So it was just like, it was really interesting to see those two different comparisons. And I feel like example A, somebody who goes through that, they go through like highs and lows of stress, and they're kind of on like an adrenaline rush a bit all the time, right?
Yeah.
Because instead of choosing to manage it, they're choosing to like expel it onto other people.
I would say though, coming from you, you as a person, as an individual, you just know how to manage your stress, really, stress and anxiety.
But not all the time.
You know how to do it. Like I've just from watching you, I could see you are very good at managing your emotions.
Thank you.
Like,
I wasn't always like that though. Like I used to be more reactive. And so, I don't know, again, like in my head all the time, action versus reaction. Like if you're in a moment where like you're feeling stressed out and you feel like you could like explode a little bit or something could come out of you.
What? Oh. Sorry. I didn't even notice that time.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
But if you're in a moment where it feels like a negative outcome is about to happen, then that's where, like, for me, example, I, in my head, I'm like, okay, action versus reaction. What's happening right now? Yeah. Like, if I react, will it be worth my energy? Or if I stay calm and then forget about it after, like, what is the better? Sometimes it's good to stand up for yourself and say something. It's very situational. It's just how you say it is very important, right? So I don't know, if you're eating at a restaurant and your food comes out wrong, like, yes, tell them that it's not right, but don't be a dickhead about it, right?
It's actually funny you mentioned that example specifically, because my uncle, so I was talking to my uncle, he's an executive at a company, and he told me, and this stuck with me, but he told me this a few years ago, and he said, whenever I go with a client, the way I determine if they're a good person, if I'm going to do business, is the way they treat the server. Because if they're treating the server like shit, what are the chances they're going to be? How is your relationship with them going to be? Right? Yeah. Like if you do something that, if they get annoyed at something, like how are they going to treat you as a customer, as like a client? What, like, so that can make or break the like an entire business deal like that in that case, right? But like just being able to manage your emotions, and not even just managing your emotions, but managing your reactions mm-hmm. to life. Like say like they get your order wrong. Like I've had my order wrong so many times. You've probably had your order wrong so many times. It's literally just being like, hey, sorry, I ordered this instead of this.
Yeah.
Would I be able to switch it? Like that is all it takes. You don't need to yell. Yeah. Like what's yelling going to achieve that the other way wouldn't?
Yeah. But again, I think that's like when someone yells, that's an example of someone who has not been managing their stress, right? Yeah. So if you find yourself in situations where you're more reactive like that, or you feel inclined to react like that, then maybe it's something where you should say, like, hey, am I doing okay mentally right now? Like, mm-hmm. am I stressed out? Like, why do I feel the need to act like this?
Yeah, exactly. There's never any need to be aggressive. Like, we always say move with loving intentions.
Aggressive.
Aggressive. Yeah. But
sorry.
No. I love a little bit of dance. I mean, now they can see us do it. Like, we used to do this on Zoom where we'd literally dance on Zoom, but y'all would not be able to see. Now y'all can see. Now y'all seeing really behind the closed doors. The door is closed. But, I mean, we're opening it for you guys.
That was cute.
But, yeah. So, yeah. We always move with loving intentions. That's just the way we roll. That's probably one of our biggest values. I think I always come back to that, moving with loving intentions when it comes to...
That makes me happy to hear.
Because she's the one that... Ashley's actually the one that Ashley's the one... she's the one that showed me, or that even told me about it and got me into it. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so cute! That's great that's blocking that.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm stopping this recording.
Thank you guys for watching our first ever recorded podcast that we'll be doing weekly for the most part, hopefully. But please let us know. If we don't
do it weekly, it's not because of me.
That's why I said hopefully. but yes, so please let us know in the comments below what you guys think, anything you want to see, any topics you want to see, any decoration ideas, like how you guys want us to jazz up the area.
Like, I'm sorry, but I need to point this out. The only reason that we added this here, first of all, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Mano got this for me, and so I thought it was very special to have here.
Yeah, no, it was so cute. It's cute that she put it up right there. But it's literally, I saw, oh my god, and this thing too.
Yeah, they're both from you.
Oh my god.
And then I got this when we went out with Shayna.
Oh, yes. Aw, that's nice too. That's cute.
Princess.
Yeah, princess. She a princess. But yes.
She a baddie, she knows she a 10.
She baddie, she knows she a 10.
She a baddie with her buddy friend. Are you having a selfie as your
friend? No, this is the most narcissistic thing I could have done.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, are we in? Okay, we're ending like this.
Bye, guys.
See y'all next week.
You better.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show this week. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can write to us at embodimentpod@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a DM, it's @embodiment.pod.
Or if you'd like to follow us or message us personally on Instagram, it's @EmmanuelSeries and @Ashley.Fry. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Mano.
And you've been listening to Embodiment, who you are behind closed doors. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful day, babies. And I am so grateful for you.